Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads, fathers, elders, old heads, and all the big poppers who hold it down every day.
So all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to place the lyrical dishes in the bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, back in hold, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blood passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the effort secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more back than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see no father layer. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the DM3. I got the chronic out of truth.
When you call me,
nigga, punk, throw your hands in the air, if you's a true player.
I love you when you call me
nigga punk. Just a homie, get that money, play your niggas like bunny.
I love you when you call me nigga punk.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the plane. Cause I see some ladies in life that should be having my baby. Baby. Straight up, homie, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be hacking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? So I see by that line, I just sleep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things will make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around two. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can steam on the way to the belly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, X, and Welch is great. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
Yeah.
Look at the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke L's, rock and roll.
I love it when you call me big pump.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me
big pump. Just a honey, get your money, play your niggas like dummy.
I love it when you call me big pump.
You gotta come up in your place, please. I'm still up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Imagine expenses giving ends to my friends and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared jeans. Chopping holes, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A fool's pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Gucci sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We can be friends. Shit, we can do this every weekend.
That's right. All right.
Is that I hurt you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me big pump.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me big pump.
Just a homie, get your money, play your niggas like dummy.
I love it when you call me big pump.
You gotta come up in your face, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now I'm full shit for the ass. Puff Daddy, big and small, Judy Mafia, represent baby, baby,
Oh yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta love it when they call you Big Papa. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Michael Lewis Engelman. Welcome to the Soul Tree Father's Day edition. And I think I've morphed into a pops over the course of years. You know, I first became a father at age 29. Don't ask where that's gone since. But We've had our days, good and bad, but we hold it down because someone held it down for us. And I'm dedicating this show not just to all of the aforementioned old heads and fathers, stepdads, or whatever, but my father, Junior Singham, the original pops, who would have turned 111 yesterday. This weekend has been kind of bittersweet because it was the 17th in which my father died, slumped over the wheel of his taxi cab as he was finishing his shift, driving cab. Nobody knew because they thought he was asleep. Ironically, I was somewhere where I normally wouldn't be, in the neighborhood at a party. I didn't do a lot of neighborhood parties, although I had people who were friends in the neighborhood. And we were just hanging. It was actually kind of nice, but had been tense all day because of that vibe that you get. You know, I've mentioned more than once about how you get those instincts working and you know something's gnawing at your ass and that you got to deal with it, but you don't. And that happened to me. My father died of a heart attack, and it spiraled downward into some other stuff. Ma took it really hard, and fortunately, there were people who were there for me. I have friends like Sir Norris of Rollins, and we say Sir Norris, his name was Norris Rollins, but we called him Sir because he was a gentleman, and we treated him as such. Isaiah Simmons, I've always marveled and been thankful for the women who provided the mom thing for me, but the guys who provided the other side of that as well. And if it was for people like Isaiah and Norris and my brother Doc Pinker, who I can say was a father figure, he was older than me. It was enjoyable. It was bearable. It allowed me to work shit out, so to speak. And because of that, I came out a little bit better. Not as good as I could have been, but better. One story I want to say, though, that I want to share. My pops was a hustler. And I once found a thoroughbred horse called Daddy Was a Hustler. And my daddy was a hustler. I mean, he worked on the railroads. He was a Pullman porter. He used to do the train route from New York to Miami. He'd come back every week with a bushel of grapefruits and a bushel of oranges, you know, in addition to what he normally did. And, of course, he drove taxi cab. And then drove permanently after he left the railroad after X amount of years because I was really, really little. At that time, I was the last one, and I was four. In other words, the fourth in line. So Pops figured he stopped, but he slipped another one in there anyway, which is all right. Pop was like, how can I say it? Eddie Murphy does this routine where his father claims the house. It's my house, and if you don't like it, kiss my ass, et cetera, et cetera. That was Pop, especially when he got to taste it. And I speak these words with love because he worked really hard. I sometimes ran into him coming home from the clubs as we both were on the local train, going all the way back up to 163rd Street in Amsterdam. Anyway, Sunday morning, Pop would have his fifth of old granddad. If he was going to be in for the day, he'd be in chill mode and taste it. Sunday mornings was the best time of the day because I had every newspaper that you could think of. And back then in New York, we had a lot. We had the Journal American, Herald Telegram, the Post, News, Times, Mirror. The Pittsburgh Courier came in once a week. And there was the Amsterdam News. There was as many as 9 papers on the floor on Sunday. And, of course, the national or in-house breakfast was pancakes and bacon. Sometimes pot would stay up as we woke up. And you can only tell because he'd be cussing while Wonder Ram was on. Now, by that time, he's already tasted. And Wonder Ram was like this kid show that they did skits and stuff, but they showed cartoons in between. Every now and then you'd see a Bugs Bunny cartoon, and he called Bugs a nonconformist. So, you know that was already bad enough, but when Daffy came on, y'all know Daffy was a brother. Daffy came on and was like, who's this black motherfucker? So much pancakes and bacon, because I was no more good after that. But I understood. The thing that wasn't as funny was when golf was on Sunday afternoons. My father was a fantastic golfer. I can't tell you just how good he was because I really didn't see much. My older brother's pretty much caddy, but he parlayed that and his hustling ability when my sister decided she wanted to go to computer school to learn key punch. That's how long ago it was. And she needed $1,200. Of course, we didn't have that kind of money. Pops got out on the public courses and hustled up $1,200 to do the do and get Skippy in school. She parlayed that into a job with Electra Records and passed up a chance to go to the West Coast when they merged with Asylum Records, because she was waiting for my brother-in-law, Leroy, to come home from Vietnam so they could get hitched, which is fucked up because I would have been a record executive in California. But I digress. Anyway, Pops apparently hustled that money up in a matter of 2 weeks. And what can I tell you? It's not in the doing, but in the how you do. When people are learning stuff, I think some folks learn by doing, some learn by sight, combinations of all that. I think I was a sight learner for the most part. If I saw something, I didn't forget. If I went somewhere, I always knew where to go, and this is way before GPS. But Pops took me with him as his GPS, and we did stuff together for the most part. Having said that, I'm not going to bore y'all with any more of this. I'm going to allow you to just kick back and let Pop be Pop. All the old heads get their time. And as my man Chris Rock would say, the big piece of chicken. Y'all kick back, relax. I'll see you in a bit.
Now the man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day, he stays all day long. He comes home each night, looking tired and weak. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day at school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father. I think I'll call him love. And I'm going to call him father. I think I'll call the man love. If
big if you want to compete. Because without his son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard him say just the other day that if it had not been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'm telling him, Father, I'm gonna color him dark. I've got to color him father. I think I'll color this man love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows she is 17, she couldn't have gotten very far. She says she hopes she will never love again. And his daddy still is with that big, quiet friend. He married my mother, and he took her man. And now we belong to the man with that big, wide grin. I got to color this man's father. I'm going to color him love. I've got to color him father. We all color this man love. He's just been so good to me. I've got to color him love.
Thank you. Just in no place. Thank you. Thank you. my love. I'd like to find you out of that hallway. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you. You in the background there with that little piece of weave or whatever y'all got on inside of there. Now, you're walking around this place thinking you are something fierce, honey, but you really should go home and do it all over again. I have my color girls over there in the corner. How y'all doing? Y'all feeling fierce? All right, girls. You know what to do, honey. The Revlon's calling. Well, anyway, y'all been just a blast inside of here tonight. I want to thank you all. So, you know, if there's any sort of that freaky-looking motherfuckers out there who think that they can give it to me, honey, let me hear it. D-line woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, then she go home. D-line woman, dressed in red, wearing a rag on her head. D-line woman, dressed in black, sleep all day on her back. D-line woman, dressed in green, wear two stockings, golden seams. I can't hear ya. That's a little better. D-line woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, then she go home. Hey. I'm
Thank you.
Norman Whitfield, and if this is in his magnum opus, it's definitely close. Papa was a Rolling Stone, recognizing all the fathers this idiom that were prior weren't as special. But I'm here with my older brother, Gary Norris Grandhouse. G, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
All's good. All's good. Just reminiscing. And I was thinking about how I was talking about Sundays and how we had all the papers, all the papers. I mean, New York had 9 newspapers. I had them sprawled out between the sports and the funnies. I got through those bad boys. There was the Journal American, the Herald Telegram, the New York Observer, the Orange Paper, the Times, the News, the Mirror, the Post, the Pittsburgh Courier, and the Amsterdam News. 9 papers, as many as 9 on Sunday. My black ass
has been
broken down.
We have 4.
That's right. You got 4. You got the Enquirer. What else?
Well, Enquirer, the Transonian.
That's right.
The Burlington Times.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pittsburgh Courier. Because the Pittsburgh Courier, we got the black paper.
We only came up once a week, and we didn't care if it was a week behind. We were just curious as to what folks in the black community were doing on the other side of town. And, you know, I was talking about how my father had the hustle gene, and I got my sister the money she needed to go to school. And I know your pops worked his ass off that way too.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have the black fathers don't get enough props.
No, the Michael, this is the
good.
America tries to degrade, defame, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know better. We know better because we had good fathers, so we know better.
We're good. That's right. That's right. We had good. You have to consider the source. And as my mother used to say, if somebody's trying so hard to prove that you're better than them, they have something to hide. And
yep.
Believe me, motherfuckers had a whole lot to hide.
Yeah, buddy.
But the hustle and the desire to hustle. One thing I noticed early on with my mom and pops, and I have to admit, I'm glad to be a pops. I'm proud to be a pops, in addition to being a father.
I have goddaughters, but it's not the same because they come and go when they want to. And
yes,
one thing I wish I had experienced.
Well, I tell you this. Seeing the way my mother and father interacted, it made me realize chemistry is the most important thing in a relationship. You can't fix chemistry. You can't make chemistry. It's either there or it ain't.
Yeah.
And I saw it with my mother and father. I saw it, and I wanted it so badly that all five of it probably wanted to taste that as well. And I believe all five of us found it. And my father hustled to get that money for my sister. I remember that kind of dinner table talk that that moms and pops had. And he said he's going to handle it. And he did.
Yep.
And being able to hustle is an old art. We're not talking stealing. We're not talking scamming. We're talking about working hard, using the skills you have to make the best of it. And Never left. That's the only school there is. That's exactly right,
old
Gene.
That's right.
People make references to it, but they don't know. It's about that's what matters. You bust your tail for those that you love. You think somehow you will get it done. And if you've got a vehicle in which you can, you do it, and it gets done.
Yeah.
And even when people doubt you, you still are able to overcome. That's the sweetest feeling in all. That's the sweetest feeling of all. Knowing deep down inside you beat the odds.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I think in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna go back to that. I think we're gonna go back to black pride, black honesty. Black, I think we're going back to that because we have lost that fire. The fire has not been the same as it was 20, 30 years ago.
It's become like the black pride. That's why, you know, you may see it amongst your people in your village,
right.
But you won't see it collectively across the board because people view it or, like you said, they try to look down on it and carve it up. But the bottom line is, to those that matter, it exists. for those who want to make it real, it is real. And it's something that you cannot imitate, duplicate, replicate, whatever you want. It's like it comes from the heart. You have to want to do it. And that's where hustle comes from. Hustle equals desire. Desire equals action. So all the fathers, stepfathers, old heads, elders, they did all that. There were times where they didn't want to do it. There were times when they didn't have to do it.
Yep.
And there were times when they had to do it anyway. Exactly.
So, I can remember, back in the day, I don't know whether you noticed that, but back in the day, they were called surrogate fathers. What I mean is this. Every street corner had a father, right?
That's true.
And if you messed up, that street corner father was telling your father.
Yep.
And that part, I don't know where it's gone, but that part is flying away. And I think the younger ones,
mm-hmm,
and taking advantage of that because they know there are no street fathers. I couldn't do anything. I know.
Exactly.
Street father would tell my mom and dad, oh, you Gary did this. Or
that's
Gary
right.
did that. Like, okay, all right.
Getting in Gary's ass. That's exactly what's going on. Gary, you ain't shit too. Oh, ain't no doubt. You know, the elders knew. And they did, in their own way, do their best to try to protect the younger and the more vulnerable in the community.
That's right.
I can't
tell
you how many
times.
I can't tell you how many times somebody who was a bit more street-oriented would pull my coat to stuff and tell me, don't do this, don't do that, you know. Don't fuck with drugs, or drugs will fuck with you. All that shit. Little things. Even going out and socializing, observing that you gotta carry yourself a certain way. You never know when someone would slip a Mickey in you and drink.
That's right.
Do something stupid. All these things, that was because somebody was looking out for you. They didn't have to do it. It was like they were passing on a trust. You know?
Well, I don't know if you ever got to school.
Mm-hmm.
But before we got home, guess who was standing at the front door?
Well, I didn't cut until I was a senior, but I think I know what you're talking about.
I only cut school once. And all he took one time to get it, one time to do it. That was the time for me. One time.
Mm-hmm.
That was
it. Silly me. I used to love school until school got stupid on me and whatnot. But I'll say this much. There was always this covenant that existed between the older and the younger. And if you were doing what you were doing, you were all right.
Yeah.
Even in places where there were youngers who were out of control, apparently, who had other agendas, even they looked back for us. True story. I was somebody who would help with science. So that was my job, to tutor science kids. Well, not science kids, but tutor people who needed science help. And it turned out that one of my students her cousin was ganglord, warlord for one of the largest gangs in the city at the Eatonwall Projects in the Bronx. There was a guy who tried to convince me to sell drugs. I said, no. I got jumped in my own hallway by four guys. I told them what happened. They came down from the Bronx with their full colors, found every one of them. I fought them all, beat two, lost the one, and another one just gave up. But the bottom line was everyone left me the fuck alone. And I did it without my brothers knowing. Now, my family was strong in my neighborhood, and my brothers would have taken care of business, but it was important that I took care of it on my own because I had to walk my own way. And that is part of what having flawless is about.
Yes.
Some of these guys are old guys, and you couldn't tell them that life had passed them by because they were in their 30s or whatnot, and they shouldn't be out here gangbanging with kids. But this was the life they knew. This was the life they chose. And ultimately, they did what they did. But they knew enough to know, I got to look out for younger ones. And that's exactly what they did. I went about my business knowing that I must go forward because somebody went back and got me. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you had to keep the flame burning. That's my job, to keep the flame burning.
Yes, indeed. And Pa Gray was a cool dude. We got to say that. You know, I loved your father, and it was nice being able to just sit back and listen to him talk sometimes. But that's the thing that we get between that and Ma Gray not threatening me with the soap. I was very comfortable around your parents.
That's one thing I learned from my parents is that your house is open to everybody. No matter how good or bad they are, your house is open to everybody. Now,
you know, my mother
used to
say exactly
the same thing. It's on you. Your house is always open.
She used to say essentially the same thing. As long as you respected the house, it wasn't about where you were from, it was where you were at. Really. That was really what it was about. And we had all kinds of folks left and right, player and lady, hustler and non-hustler, going about our house. And there were times where there was no food on the table, and they knew.
Yeah.
And they brought food.
Yeah,
I mean, they did stuff. And you had no explanation for it. There was none needed. It was the village helping each other out. It was the village before there was a village helping each other out. It's a powerful thing, bro.
And that's the one thing I miss in California. They're so scattered. You know, Jersey, you make one phone call and they come running. In California, it's very different here. It's very different.
I hear you. Well, as we come down to finishing up recognizing the pops and the fathers and everybody today, is there a specific memory about Pop that really says or defines for you what it's like and what it means to have a father?
Well, to me, is they would get things that you wanted or that you needed, and nobody else would do that.
That's right.
Like, I needed a new wheelchair. That guy would go out and get a new wheelchair. I didn't believe in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, wheelchairs cost a lot of money back then.
I know what you mean.
There was no Medi-Cal or Medicare or anything. It wasn't like that then.
That's right. There was no student loans or any of this other shit. My sister needed this money to go to school. My father did it. He got the money. And she was a key punch operator. And then started working for Electra Records. And from there, took off into a regular job. Through that, she became a police assistant and ended up with a police career, which blew my mind because my sister wasn't the type of person that would be, a by-the-book stereotype cop or police professional or roll along those kind of lines. Anyway, having said all that, we honor all the fathers, old hands, elders, big papas, all you guys, stepfathers especially. I became a stepfather when I ended up with my girls, Nikki and Leah, and I dated their mother. Surprised the fuck out of me. Because they were looking at me like, when are you going to leave? Who the fuck are you? And then when they saw I wasn't going anywhere, I couldn't get rid of them.
I got same love and my goddaughter, same love. And three of my girls, 3 and 7, I can't get rid of them. I just can't get rid of them. My three angels, they really are.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, we're going to finish up with some jukebox action. Now, I talked about the fact that my father liked his bourbon, and on Sundays between pancakes and bacon, Bugs Bunny was a nonconformist, and Daffy Duck was a black motherfucker. But they were cool because we were home. And we were home because we had a family under the same roof. We had love. We had protection. And we say to the fathers, thank you, because they protected us from things seen and unseen.
Yep.
How can I say? One of a kind, for sure.
Did y'all see The Exorcist? This story about the devil gets into this 12-year-old girl. Devil's a little motherfucker, Jack. See, there wouldn't have been no movie. It would have been niggas in it. The movie would have been about 7 minutes long. As soon as the devil spoke. Hello. Goodbye. See, a nigga would have handled that movie different. The nigga would have walked in the house and went, what in the fuck is that funky smell? And all that racket upstairs. Is the girl crazy? Smell like shit in here. Some devilish shit at that. And he walk in the room. Bitch, what's wrong with you? Get up out of bed, wash your ass, girl. Stinking up the whole motherfucking house. And get the cross out your pussy. Get downstairs and help your mother straighten out the front room. We haven't come in here. See, I get a black preacher to pray the exorcist away. Because they tight with God. You know God. There's a person in him that's possessed. And we was wondering, I know you're visiting. I've checked your schedule. And if you don't mind, the devil's just acting a motherfucking fool. Could you exercise this motherfucker to Cleveland someplace? Winos deal with it, though, right? Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino could deal with Dracula. But anyway, hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cake! What you doing picking in them people's windows? What's your name, boy? Dracula? What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, nigga. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, nigga? That shit hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get you an orthodontist? That's a dentist, you know, huh? It's 1975, boy. Put your shit together. What's wrong with your natural? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You're a filthy little motherfucker, too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See your ass in the day, you gotta get arrested. You wanna suck what? Suck some black niggas, you. You some kind of freak, boy? Or ugly freak? You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do. Want to suck some blood, go down to the blood bank, you know? Hope you get sick of yourself.
Fathers, I'm so glad you could come. Excuse the stain on the rug.
Yes. That's quite all right, my child. Have faith. This is Brother Chorus.
How do you do, Brother?
Father, call it. Where's your faith, Father?
It's in the car. I'm going to get it.
Where is she?
She did that to you? Something, Father.
Yes. You see, I told you we had nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
Let's talk to the child.
Yes, you talk to her. Did you do that, little girl?
You mustn't listen to anything she has to say.
I'm not listening.
You're a liar and a cheat and a child molester. You French kiss your dog in the mouth.
The bed? Stop the bed.
Stop the bed.
The bed must be on the floor.
The bed must be on the floor. The bed must be on the floor. The bed must be on the floor. The bed is on my foot. The bed is on my foot.
Woman.
The bed is on my foot. The bed is on my foot. Oh, Father, the bed is on my foot.
You must continue, Father.
Oh,
I must rest.
You must rest. The bed is on my foot.
Jeepers, I'm sorry.
Thank you, little girl. Thank you. You're such a nice little girl. I knew it all the time.
Thank you.
Here's your pea soup. Maybe now we can be friends, huh?
That's
what
right.
Do you say?
Suck it.
Let's make up. Here, have a flower.
Oh, what a sweet gesture. You're a sweet little girl.
Jive turkey.
I have faith. I have faith. You're such a little girl.
Your mother eats kitty litter. Your mama eats kitty litter.
Don't nobody talk about my mama.
Father!
What?
Father, what are you doing?
I'm trying to kill her. What do you mean? Father.
Talk
about my mama.
Father.
Oh, Father, thank goodness you're here. He was hurting me.
Yes.
I'm okay. You say something else about my mama.
She's such an innocent child.
Your mother's those socks that smell.
What did you say, little girl?
Your mama's so soft that smell.
Father, please, Father, let me help you.
May I have your attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen, the 40th President of the United States.
Tom Matthews, UPI. Mr. President, earlier this year you said that you would travel anywhere in the world to further the cause of peace. Considering the worsening situation in the Mideast, are you planning a trip there in the near future?
We have no definite plans as of yet to go to the Mideast, but we do plan maybe perhaps in a couple of years after settlement and the agreements have not been reached by that time.
Thank you. Paul Onaki from Honolulu News. Mr. President, the Senate has voted to proceed with development of the neutron bomb. Don't you feel this will impede further progress in the salt talks with the Russians?
Quite contrary to that fact, the matter of nuclear existence deals with atoms and atomic weapons, not with neutron weapons. The neutron bomb is a hold-cost weapon. It is not in the cellular realm of reality. We're trying to hold it in place. And it's a neo-pacifist weapon.
Harris Richards, AP.
Yes,
thank you, Mr. President.
I'd like to ask you a question, which I'm sure the American people would like to know. Do you feel that within the fiscal year, the unemployment rate will drop below the 5% level?
Well, as you know, the 5% level pertains mostly to, if I may say, white America. In the black America, the minority situations is up to as high as 45%. And we plan to, with all our efforts, try to lower that rate to about 20% in the black areas, and of course it will be lower in the white areas, of course. We're trying to do this and merge a United States.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Arthur Williams, Chicago Sun-Herald. You've just okayed a $250 million increase in our space program. What I'd like to know is the main reason you did this so we can finally recruit black people for the space program?
I feel it's time that black people went to space. white people have been going to space for years. And spacing out on us, as you might say. And I feel with the project that we have in mind, we're going to send explorer ships through other galaxies. And no longer will they have the same type of music, Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. No, we have little Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. We're going to have some different kind of things in there. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Roberta Davies, Jet Magazine. Mr. President, on your list of candidates for director of the FBI, are you including the name of Huey Newton?
Yes, I figure that Huey Newton is best qualified. He knows the ins and outs of the FBI, if anybody knows the ins and outs, and he would be an excellent director.
Yo, Blood. Yeah, Brother Bell from Ebony Magazine. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right. What you looking at, Snow White? Brother, about blacks in the labor force, I want to know what you're going to do about having more black brothers as quarterbacks in the National Football Hunky League. Okay. Right on.
I plan not only to have lots of black quarterbacks, but we're going to have black coaches and black owners of teams. As long as it's going to be football, there's going to be some black in it somewhere.
Right.
Doing something about it.
Right.
Because I'm tired of this mess that's been going down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ever since the Rams got rid of James Harris, I've been my job in that place. You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to get down on the case now. Yeah, what is it?
Mr. President.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Bigby, Mississippi Herald.
Sit down. Yeah, what is it?
Mrs. Fenton Carlton Macker, Christian Women's News. Mr. President, since you've become president, you've been seen and photographed on the arms of black women. Quite frankly, sir, you've been courting an awful lot of white women. Will this continue?
As long as I can keep it up. I mean, why do you think they call it the White House?
Mr. President. Now, your predecessor, you know, President Carter, now his mother was a nurse before
What is
he...
your question about, sir?
My question, I'm leading up to my question. The question is about your mother, if you want to be...
It's okay. Please, let's take it easy. The man has a right to ask the question. Please. Let's have some decorum. Now, what is...